Good morning, friends.
朋友们，早晨。
Family members.
各位家庭的朋友。
We do want to welcome you here.
欢迎大家来到这里。
We would like to share with you the happy news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿意和大家来分享耶稣基督的福音。
And this is a joy that we do have in our hearts.
这个乃是我们心中的喜乐。
And we would like you to also be able to receive this joy in your heart.
我哋亦都愿意大家嚟到接受呢个喜乐进入你嘅心中。
I want to point out that there was something that happened very significantly 230 years ago on this date.
愿意向大家指出喺230年之前喺呢个日子有一件事情系好重大嘅嚟到发生过。
And maybe some of those who are history buffs or the younger people who have recently studied American history can tell me what happened
230 years ago. 或者在我们中间有些历史的专家或者你读过美国历史的你可以告诉我230年之前今天发生什么事呢
On June 11th, 1776, the colonies of the United States decided to separate from Great Britain.
在这个1776年6月11日在这个 地上边的这个国度他愿意从这个英国那里来分别出来。
And on that day, the Congress entrusted 5 men to draft up the Declaration.
咁喺嗰个日子，国会咧就只派咗五个人，佢哋都撰写呢个嘅独立嘅宣言。
One of those men was Thomas Jefferson.
呢五个人咧包括咗呢个杰克逊。
And what he drafted up was called the Declaration of Independence.
咁佢所起稿嘅咧就成为今日我哋所讲嘅独立宣言啦。
And in there.He wrote these famous words.
在那里他写了这一段著名的话。
He said, We hold these truths to be self-evident.
我们来高举这些真理，这些真理是自然显明的。
That all men are created equal.
所有人都是平等的。
That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
创造者赋予他们一些不可夺去的权利。
And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
这些权利就是生命、自由和追求幸福。
Now there are a few of us here who are familiar with this document.
或者在我们当中只有少部分的人有认识这段的文字。
As I could see it by some of you nodding your heads,
看到有些人他是额头了。
But maybe there are many others of us who are not familiar with these documents.
但是呢或者有很多人对这段的文件我们不熟悉。
But I think we are familiar with their principles.
但是我们却对这些原则是了解的。
Because it is these principles, the right to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
原来就是这些生命、自由和追求幸福快乐的原则。
It is these principles that have attracted millions of people over the years since that time to come here and immigrate to America.
就是这些原则在这么多年之以来一直吸引全世界各地的人来到追求向往要移民到美国这个国家这里来。
One of the hot topics right now in our country is the debate over immigration.
我们国家热门的话题现在就是关于移民的辩论。
And as we're trying to decide, what is it that we should do? What is fair as far as dealing with immigrants?
我们要决定究竟怎样来对待这些移民才是合理的呢?
Should we or should we not establish a guest worker program?
我们应不应该成立一个客工的计划呢?
How should immigrants become legal citizens here?
这些的非法移民怎样能够才成为这个合法的公民呢?
Should they have to earn their citizenship?
他们是不是要赚取他们的公民资格呢?
Or should we just grant them amnesty?
还是我们颁布特赦?
That is, should we just pardon them, allow them to stay here freely?
就是赦免他们叫他们能够自由的在这里居住下去呢?
Now this is a very difficult topic to deal with.
实在是一个十分困难的题目。
And it's not my intention here this morning to try to deal with this topic.
早上我不是要为大家解决这个难题。
But I certainly am not qualified.
因为我并没有这样的资格。
But I do pray and hope that we would be able to give everyone an opportunity to be able to pursue these rights.
但我却是十分盼望能够容让各位都有这样的机会能够追寻这些权利。
Because I think nearly every one of us in here can attest to or account to just living that life of an immigrant.
因为在我们每一个人我们都能够见证一段的经历就是我们作为这个移民的经历。
Because I think most of us really are not that far removed from our ancestors or maybe even ourselves as having been immigrants.
虽然我们或者是第二代但呢我们的上一代我们都不是离得他那么远他都曾经是作为移民来到这个国度里面。
We and our families came from abroad, from overseas.
我们或者我们的家人都是从远方海外移民到这里的。
To come and try to find a better life.
来到这里寻找更加美好的生活。
A life where we could be free to find steady work.
就是这个生在这里生活叫我们能够有一个美好的工作，稳定的工作。
A life where we could earn a reasonable standard of living.
这个生活叫我们能够找到够用的工资。
A place where we could be free to express ourselves.
并且在这个土地上边，我们能够自由的来到表达自己的意见。
And even a land where we could freely worship God.
并且我们能够在这一处地方自由自在的来敬拜神。
For when we are able to have these,
因为当我们能够得着这一切的时候
then happiness has an opportunity to flourish.
快乐就能够在那里生出来。
So life and liberty are necessary in order for happiness to occur.
生命和自由是必须的，以至于我们能够追求这个快乐。
I think a lot of times though we forget that, we take it for granted.
很多时候我们是自然以为这些是自然来的。
Our society places so much emphasis on happiness.
我们的社会将很大的重点放在享乐、快乐上面。
You know, on the surface, we even equate happiness with having possessions.
很多时候我们就将快乐和我们得着很多的东西画一个等号。
You know, in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence,
在原本这个独立宣言里面的草稿
Thomas Jefferson actually wrote that our unalienable rights were life, liberty, and the pursuit of possessions.
原来他那里杰克逊那里是这样写的，就是说那个权利呢，就是生命自由和那些的拥有的东西。
Only later was it actually modified as it went through Congress, was it modified to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
但去到国会的时候就将它改成生命、自由和追求快乐。
So there is this association between happiness and possessions or wealth.
所以好像有一个关系就是物质、财富和这个快乐。
But I don't think it's too hard for us to understand or disassociate the two. That it really is not necessary to have wealth in order to be happy.
但是其实不是很困难的，我们可以将这两件事情要分离它的关系，就是说不是需要有财富才可以有快乐的。
You know, the University of Michigan normally performs a survey on world happiness.
密歇根大学咧，佢哋会定期进行调查，嚟到睇下人觉得点样样系快乐。
And what the results show is that there really is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
结果咧就话俾我哋听，快乐和 同埋財富咧，原來中間係冇關係嘅。
Would you want to guess what were some of the top nations in that survey as far as being the happiest countries in the world?
或者你想估下喺呢個嘅調查裏邊，究竟邊一啲國家佢哋個快樂指數係最高嘅咧？
Mexico and Puerto Rico, they almost ranked, almost always ranked on the top of the list.
墨西哥同埋波多黎各就係喺呢啲嘅高層次國家就快樂指數最高嘅。
That seems kind of odd, Mexico.
對我哋嚟講就好奇怪，墨西哥。
It seems like there's a lot of immigrants coming from that land.
應該好多人唔係幾滿意先喺嗰度偷渡過嚟啊。
Probably in pursuit of possessions, wealth.
他們都是走過來願意得著更多的財富。
I don't think they realize that all the happiness resides on that side of the border.
他們都或者不太了解原來呢在墨西哥的那邊呢原來最多快樂的。
It should be us going over there.
應該是我們偷渡過墨西哥就對了。
Where did the United States rank?
我們美國排在第幾位呢?
They were actually in the second group of ten.
我們原來排在第二組十位那裡的。
Number 15 or number 16.
就是第这个十五位或十六位。
Depending exactly on which list you look at.
就是看一下你看一下哪一个图表。
And I know many of us are native or have ancestors from China.
我们这里有很多我们祖先是从中国那边在那边来的。
You might wonder where that country ranks.
你又想知道咦中国究竟排第几呢
?Number 45.
排四十五位。
And that's why we've all come over here.
所以呢，就係我呢度有咁多中國人啦。
So I think we can see that really there is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
所以呢，我就睇見快樂同埋財富中間原來冇實際嘅關係嘅。
Because as we examine happiness and really consider what it is to be happy.
因為當我哋嚟到研究咩係快樂呢？
I think people are in general agreement on there's three things that are necessary in order for people to be happy.
一般人嚟講咧，佢覺得有三個元素使到人能夠感覺快樂嘅。
The first one is that they must have something to do.
第一咧就一定有啲嘢做。
Something meaningful to do.
並且係有意義嘅事情。
The second one is that they must have someone to love.
第二咧就佢有愛嘅對象。
There must be someone whom they can pour their love and their affection into.
就是有些人俾他能够将他的爱倾倒入去的。
And the third requirement is that they must have something to look forward to.
第三点呢就是他需要有盼望看见前边的。
Maybe something as simple as the next vacation that you're going on.
或者就是说下一次我几时去度假呢?
Or it could be a dream or a goal that you have.
也可以是一个梦想一个目标。
We're a society that is really fixated on happiness.
我哋係呢個一個社會，就俾我哋好多嘅快樂嘅。
If you were to go around and look at your local community center,
如果你周圍去你個社區中心度望一望嘅話咧
，and you're looking at the programs that they offer,
你睇見佢哋社區中心所提供嘅呢個課程
，I'm almost sure that you would find a self-help type of class.
你就見到咧有啲自助嘅課程嘅。
A class that talks about personal well-being and happiness.
有一啲課程咧就講到個人嘅問題如何使你快樂。
Now these types of classes are really starting to become popular on universities.
呢啲嘅課程咧現今喺大學裏邊咧亦都流行起上嚟。
I understand that Harvard is now offering a happiness class.
哈佛大學咧亦都係提供設立咗呢個快樂嘅課程。
That great academic institution is now offering easy classes.
呢啲咁有名嘅學府，而家居然提供呢啲咁簡單嘅課程。
I think everyone gets an A in that class.
喺嗰個課程裏邊咧，相信大家都攞到A 級嘅。
It really speaks of this fundamental need that we have as human beings.
呢啲嘅課程咧，其實就係提到人類裏邊一個最基本嘅需要。
That we really desire to be happy.
我哋都願意快樂。
And academic institutions now are recognizing that.
甚至乎呢個學術機構都嚟到認為呢點係對嘅。
And hence they're offering these classes.
所以佢哋先至設立呢啲嘅課程。
You know, I think that's good for us.
我相信呢個對我哋係好嘅。
But I think our society has a little bit of a problem with happiness.
但係呢我卻覺得我。
Good morning, friends.
朋友们早晨。
Family members.
各位家庭的朋友。
We do want to welcome you here.
欢迎大家来到这里。
We would like to share with you the happy news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿意和大家来分享耶稣基督的福音。
And this is a joy that we do have in our hearts.
这个乃是我们心中的喜乐。
And we would like you to also be able to receive this joy in your heart.
我们亦都愿意大家来接受这个喜乐进入你的心中。
I want to point out that there was something that happened very significantly 230 years ago on this date.
愿意向大家指出在230年之前在这个日子有一件事情是很重大的来到发生过。
And maybe some of those who are history buffs or the younger people who have recently studied American history can tell me what happened
230 years ago. 或者在我们中间有些历史的专家或者你读过美国历史的你可以告诉我230年之前今天发生什么事呢
On June 11th, 1776, the colonies of the United States decided to separate from Great Britain.
在这个1776年6月11日在这个 地上边的这个国度他愿意从这个英国那里分别出来。
And on that day, the Congress entrusted 5 men to draft up a declaration.
咁喺嗰个日子国会呢就只派咗五个人佢嚟到撰写呢个嘅独立嘅宣言。
One of those men was Thomas Jefferson.
呢五个人呢包括咗呢个杰克逊。
And what he drafted up was called the Declaration of Independence.
咁佢所起稿嘅呢就成为今日我哋所讲嘅独立宣言啦。
And in there,He wrote these famous words.
在那里他写了这一段著名的话。
He said, We hold these truths to be self-evident.
我们来高举这些真理，这些真理是自然显明的。
That all men are created equal.
所有人都是平等的。
That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
创造者赋予他们一些不可夺去的权利。
And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
这些权利就是生命、自由和追求幸福。
Now there are a few of us here who are familiar with this document.
或者在我们当中只有少部分的人有认识这段的文字。
As I could see it by some of you nodding your heads,
看到有些人他是岌头了。
But maybe there are many others of us who are not familiar with these documents.
但是呢或者有很多人对这段的文件我们不熟悉。
But I think we are familiar with their principles.
但是我们却对这些原则是了解的。
Because it is these principles, the right to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
原来就是这些生命、自由和追求幸福快乐的原则。
It is these principles that have attracted millions of people over the years since that time to come here and immigrate to America.
就是这些原则在这么多年之以来一直吸引全世界各地的人来到追求向往要移民到美国这个国家这里来。
One of the hot topics right now in our country is the debate over immigration.
我们国家热门的话题现在就是关于移民的辩论。
And as we're trying to decide what is it that we should do, what is fair as far as dealing with immigrants?
我们要决定究竟怎样你要对待这些移民才是合理的呢？
Should we or should we not establish a guest worker program?
我们应不应该成立一个客工的计划呢？
How should immigrants become legal citizens here?
这些的非法移民怎样能够才成为这个合法的公民呢？
Should they have to earn their citizenship?
他们是不是要赚取他们的公民资格呢？
Or should we just grant them amnesty?
还是我们 頒布特赦。
That is, should we just pardon them, allow them to stay here freely?
就係赦免佢哋，叫佢能夠自由嘅喺呢度嚟居住落去咧。
Now this is a very difficult topic to deal with.
實在係一個十分困難嘅題目。
It's not my intention here this morning to try to deal with this topic.
早上我唔係要為大家解決呢個難題。
For I certainly am not qualified.
因為我並冇咁嘅資格。
But I do pray and hope that we would be able to give everyone an opportunity to be able to pursue these rights.
但我卻係十分嘅盼望能夠容讓各位都有咁嘅機會能夠追尋呢一啲嘅權利。
Because I think nearly every one of us in here can attest to or account to just living that life of an immigrant.
因為喺我哋每一個人，我哋都能夠見證一段嘅經歷，就係我哋作為呢個移民嘅經歷。
Because I think most of us really are not that far removed from our ancestors, or maybe even ourselves as having been immigrants.
雖然我哋或者係第二代，但咧我哋嘅上一代，我哋都唔係離得佢咁遠啫。佢都曾經係作為移民嚟到呢個國度嘅裏邊。
We and our families came from abroad, from overseas.
我哋或者我哋家人都係從遠方海外移民到呢度嘅。
To come and try to find a better life.
嚟到呢度尋找更加美好嘅生活。
A life where we could be free to find steady work.
就係呢個生喺度生活，叫我哋能夠有一個美好嘅工作，穩定嘅工作。
A life where we could earn a reasonable standard of living.
呢個生活叫我哋能夠揾到夠用嘅工資。
A place where we could be free to express ourselves.
並且喺呢個土地上邊，我哋能夠自由嘅嚟到表達自己嘅意見。
And even a land where we could freely worship God.
並且我哋能夠喺呢一處地方自由自在嘅嚟到敬拜神。
For when we are able to have these,
因為當我哋能夠得著呢一切嘅時候，
then happiness has an opportunity to flourish.
快樂就能夠喺嗰裏生出嚟。
So life and liberty are necessary in order for happiness to occur.
生命同埋自由係必須嘅，以至於我哋能夠追求呢個快樂。
I think a lot of times though we forget that, we take it for granted.
好多時候我哋係自然以為呢啲係自然嚟嘅。
Our society places so much emphasis on happiness.
我哋嘅社會將好大嘅重點放喺享樂、快樂上邊。
You know, on the surface, we even equate happiness with having possessions.
好多時候，我哋就將快樂同埋我哋得著好多嘅嘢畫一個等號。
You know, in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence,
在原本这个独立宣言里面的草稿，
Thomas Jefferson actually wrote that our unalienable rights were life, liberty, and the pursuit of possessions.
原来他那里杰克逊那里是这么写的，就是说那个的权利呢，就是生命、自由同埋那些的拥有的东西。
Only later was it actually modified as it went through Congress, was it modified to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
但去到國會的時候就將它改成生命、自由和追求快樂。
So there is this association between happiness and possessions or wealth.
所以好像有一個的關係，就是物質、財富和這個快樂。
But I don't think it's too hard for us to understand or disassociate the two, that it really is not necessary to have wealth in order to be happy.
但係其實唔係好困難嘅，我哋可以將呢兩件事情嚟分離佢嘅關係，就係話唔係需要有財富先至可以有快樂嘅。
Now the University of Michigan normally performs a survey on world happiness.
密芝根大學咧，佢哋會定期進行調查嚟到睇下人覺得點樣樣係快樂。
And what the results show is that there really is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
結果咧就話俾我哋聽，快樂同埋財富咧，原來中間係冇關係嘅。
Would you want to guess what were some of the top nations in that survey as far as being the happiest countries in the world?
或者你想估下喺呢个嘅调查里边，究竟边一啲国家佢哋个快乐指数系最高嘅咧？
Mexico and Puerto Rico, they always ranked on the top of the list.
啊，墨西哥同埋波多黎各就系喺呢啲嘅啊高层次国家，就系快乐指数最高嘅。
That seems kind of odd, Mexico.
对我哋嚟讲真系好奇怪，墨西哥。
It seems like there's a lot of immigrants coming from that land.
应该很多人不是很满意才在那里偷渡过来、啊、
Probably in pursuit of possessions, wealth.
他们都是走过来愿意得着更多的财富。
I don't think they realize that all the happiness resides on that side of the border.
他们都或者不是很了解原来呢在墨西哥的那边原来最多快乐的。
It should be us going over there.
应该是我们偷渡过墨西哥就对了。
Where did the United States rank?
我们美国排在第几位呢？
They were actually in the second group of 10.
我们原来排在第二组十位那里的。
Number 15 or number 16.
就是第这个十五位或十六位。
Depending exactly on which list you look at.
就是看一下你看一下哪一个图表。
And I know many of us are native or have ancestors from China.
我们这里有很多我们祖先是从中国那边在那边来的。
You might wonder where that country ranks.
你又想知道，咦？中国究竟排第几咧
？Number 45，
排四十五位。
That's why we've all come over here.
所以咧，就系我呢度有咁多中国人啦。
So I think we can see that really there is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
所以咧，我就睇见快乐同埋财富中间原来冇实际嘅关系嘅。
Because as we examine happiness and really consider what it is to be happy，
因为当我哋嚟到研究。什么是快乐呢？
I think people are in general agreement on there's three things that are necessary in order for people to be happy.
一般人来说呢，他觉得有三个元素使到人能够感觉快乐的。
The first one is that they must have something to do.
第一呢，就一定有些事做。
Something meaningful to do.
并且是有意义 的事情。
The second one is that they must have someone to love.
第二呢就是他有爱的对象。
There must be someone whom they can pour their love and their affection into.
就是有些人呢被他能够将他的爱倾倒入去的。
And the third requirement is that they must have something to look forward to.
第三点呢就是他需要有盼望看见前边的。
Maybe something as simple as the next vacation that you're going on.
或者就是说下一次我几时去度假呢？
Or it could be a dream or a goal that you have.
亦都可以是一个梦想，一个目标。
We're a society that is really fixated on happiness.
我们是这个一个社会，就给我们很多的快乐的。
If you were to go around and look at your local community center,
如果你周围去你个社区中心度望一望的话呢，
and you're to look into the programs that they offer,
你看见他们社区中心所提供的这个课程，
I'm almost sure that you would find a self-help type of class.
你就见到有些自助的课程的。
A class that talks about personal well-being and happiness.
有一些课程呢就讲到个人的问题如何使你快乐。
Now, these types of classes are really starting to become popular on universities.
这些的课程呢现今在大学里面也都流行起上来。
I understand that Harvard is now offering a happiness class.
哈佛大学呢亦都系提供设立咗呢个快乐嘅课程。
That great academic institution is now offering easy classes.
呢啲咁有名嘅学府，而家居然提供呢啲咁简单嘅课程。
I think everyone gets an A in that class.
喺嗰个课程里边咧，相信大家都攞到A 级嘅。
It really speaks of this fundamental need that we have as human beings.
这些课程呢其实就是提到人类里面一个最基本的需要。
That we really desire to be happy.
我们都愿意快乐。
And academic institutions now are recognizing that.
甚至乎这个学术机构都了认为这点是对的。
And hence they're offering these classes.
所以他们才设立这些课程。
You know, I think that's good for us.
我相信这个对我们是好的。
But I think our society has a little bit of a problem with happiness.
但是呢我卻覺得我
Good morning, friends.
朋友們早晨
Family members.
各位家庭的朋友
We do want to welcome you here.
欢迎大家来到这里。
We would like to share with you the happy news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿意同大家来分享耶稣基督的福音。
And this is a joy that we do have in our hearts.
这个乃是我们心中的喜乐。
And we would like you to also be able to receive this joy in your heart.
我们亦都愿意大家来接受这个喜乐进入你的心中。
I want to point out that there was something that happened very significantly 230 years ago on this date.
愿意向大家指出在230年之前在这个日子有一件事情是很重大的来到发生过。
And maybe some of those who are history buffs or the younger people who have recently studied American history can tell me what happened.
或者在我们中间有些历史的专家或者你读过美国历史的你可以告诉我230年之前今天发生什么事呢
On June 11th, 1776 the colonies of the United States decided to separate from Great Britain
在这个1776年六月十一日，喺呢个地上边嘅呢个国度，佢愿意从呢个英国嗰度嚟到分别出嚟。
And on that day, the Congress entrusted five men to draft up the Declaration.
咁喺嗰个日子，国会咧就只派咗五个人，佢嚟到撰写呢个嘅独立嘅宣言。
One of those men was Thomas Jefferson.
呢五个人呢包括咗呢个杰克逊。
And what he drafted up was called the Declaration of Independence.
咁佢所起稿嘅呢就成为今日我哋所讲嘅独立宣言啦。
And in there, he wrote these famous words.
喺嗰度佢写咗呢一段著名嘅话。
He said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident."
我们来高举这些真理，这些真理是自然显明的。
That all men are created equal.
所有人都是平等的。
That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
创造者赋予他们一些不可夺去的权利。
And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
这些权利就是生命、自由同埋追求幸福。
Now there's a few of us here who are familiar with this document.
或者喺我哋当中只系有少部分嘅人有认识呢一段嘅文字。
As I could see it by some of you nodding your heads.
见到有啲人佢系岌头啦。
But maybe there are many others of us who are not familiar with these documents.
但系咧，或者有好多人对呢一段嘅文件我哋唔熟悉。
But I think we are familiar with their principles.
但是我们却对这些原则是了解的。
Because it is these principles, the right to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
原来就是这些生命、自由和追求幸福快乐的原则。
It is these principles that have attracted millions of people over the years since that time to come here and immigrate to America.
就是这些原则在这么多年之以来一直吸引全世界各地的人来到追求向往要移民到美国这个国家这里来。
One of the hot topics right now in our country is the debate over immigration.
我们国家热门的话题现在就是关于移民的辩论。
And as we're trying to decide what is it that we should do, what is fair as far as dealing with immigrants?
我们要决定究竟怎样你要对待这些移民才是合理的呢
Should we or should we not establish a guest worker program?
我们应不应该成立一个客工的计划呢
How should immigrants become legal citizens here?
这些非法移民怎样能够才成为这个合法的公民呢
Should they have to earn their citizenship?
他们是不是要赚取他们的公民资格呢
Or should we just grant them amnesty?
还是我们颁布特赦
Should we just pardon them, allow them to to stay here freely.
就是赦免他们叫他们能够自由的在这里居住下去呢？
Now this is a very difficult topic to deal with.
实在是一个十分困难的题目。
And it's not my intention here this morning to try to deal with this topic.
早上我不是要为大家解决这个难题。
For I certainly am not qualified.
因为我并没有这样的资格。
But I do pray and hope that we would be able to give everyone an opportunity to be able to pursue these rights.
但我却是十分盼望能够容让各位都有这样的机会能够追寻这些权利。
Because I think nearly every one of us in here can attest to or account to just living that life of an immigrant.
因为在我们每一个人我们都能够见证一段的经历就是我们作为这个移民的经历。
Because I think most of us really are not that far removed from our ancestors or maybe even ourselves as having been immigrants.
虽然我们或者是第二代但呢我们的上一代我们都不是离得他那么远他都曾经是作为移民来到这个国度里面。
We and our families came from abroad, from overseas.
我们或者我们的家人都是从远方海外移民到这里的。
To come and try to find a better life.
来到这里寻找更加美好的生活。
A life where we could be free to find steady work.
就是这个在这里生活叫我们能够有一个美好的工作稳定的工作。
A life where we could earn a reasonable standard of living.
这个生活叫我们能够找到够用的工资。
A place where we could be free to express ourselves.
并且在这个土地上我们能够自由的来到表达自己的意见。
And even a land where we could freely worship God.
并且我们能够在这处地方自由自在的来敬拜神。
For when we are able to have these,
因为当我们能够得着这一切的时候，
then happiness has an opportunity to flourish.
快乐就能够在那里生出来。
So life and liberty are necessary in order for happiness to occur.
生命和自由是必须的，以至于我们能够追求这个快乐。
I think a lot of times though we forget that, we take it for granted.
很多时候我们是自然以为这些是自然来的。
Our society places so much emphasis on happiness.
我们的社会将很大的重点放在享乐、快乐上边。
You know, on the surface, we even equate happiness with having possessions.
很多时候我们就将快乐和我们得着很多的东西画一个等号。
You know, in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence,
在原本这个独立宣言里边的草稿，
Thomas Jefferson actually wrote that our unalienable rights were life, liberty, and the pursuit of possessions.
原来他那里杰克逊那里是这么写的，就是说那个权利呢，就是生命、自由和那些拥有的东西。
Only later was it actually modified as it went through Congress, was it modified to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
但去到国会的时候就将它改成生命、自由和追求快乐。
So there is this association between happiness and possessions or wealth.
所以好像有一个的关系就是物质、财富和这个快乐。
But I don't think it's too hard for us to understand or disassociate the two, that it really is not necessary to have wealth in order to be happy.
但是其实不是很困难的，我们可以将这两件事情要分离它的关系，就是说不是需要有财富才可以有快乐的。
No, the University of Michigan normally performs a survey on world happiness.
密歇根大学呢，他们会定期进行调查，你要看看人觉得怎样是快乐。
And what the results show is that there really is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
结果呢，就告诉我们，快乐和财富呢，原来中间是没有关系的。
Would you want to guess what were some of the top nations in that survey as far as being the happiest countries in the world?
或者你想估下喺呢个嘅调查里边，究竟边一啲国家佢哋个快乐指数系最高嘅咧？
Mexico and Puerto Rico, they almost ranked, always ranked on the top of the list.
墨西哥同埋波多黎各就系喺呢啲嘅高层次国家，就是、快乐指数最高嘅。
That seems kind of odd, Mexico.
对我哋嚟讲就好奇怪，墨西哥。
It seems like there's a lot of immigrants coming from that land.
应该好多人唔系几满意，先喺嗰度偷渡过嚟啊。
Probably in pursuit of possessions, wealth.
佢哋都系走过嚟，愿意得着更多嘅财富。
I don't think they realize that all the happiness resides on that side of the border.
佢哋都或者唔系几了解，原来咧喺墨西哥嘅嗰边咧，原来最多快乐嘅。
It should be us going over there.
应该系我哋偷渡过墨西哥就啱啦。
Where did the United States rank?
我哋美国排喺第几位咧？
They were actually in the second group of ten.
我哋原来排喺第二组十位嗰度嘅。
Number 15 or number 16.
就系第呢个十五位或者十六位。
Depending exactly on which list you look at.
就系睇下你睇下边一个图表。
And I know many of us are native or have ancestors from China.
我哋呢度有好多我哋祖先系从中国嗰边喺嗰边嚟嘅。
You might wonder where that country ranks.
你又想知道，咦，中国究竟排第几咧
？Number 45.
45位。
That's why we've all come over here.
所以呢，就是我们这里有那么多中国人啊。
So I think we can see that really there is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
所以呢，我们就看见快乐和财富中间原来没有实际的关系的。
Because as we examine happiness and really consider what it is to be happy.
因为当我们来到研究什么是快乐呢？
I think people are in general agreement on there's three things that are necessary in order for people to be happy.
一般人嚟讲咧，佢觉得有三个元素使到人能够感觉快乐嘅。
The first one is that they must have something to do.
第一咧就一定有啲嘢做。
Something meaningful to do.
并且系有意义嘅事情。
The second one is that they must have someone to love.
第二咧就佢有爱嘅对象。
There must be someone whom they can pour their love and their affection into.
就是有些人俾他能够将他的爱倾倒入去的。
And the third requirement is that they must have something to look forward to.
第三点呢就是他需要有盼望看见前边的。
Maybe something as simple as the next vacation that you're going on.
或者就是说下一次我几时去度假呢？
Or it could be a dream or a goal that you have.
也都可以是一个梦想一个目标。
We're a society that is really fixated on happiness.
我哋系呢个一个社会，就俾我哋好多嘅快乐嘅。
If you were to go around and look at your local community center,
如果你周围去你个社区中心度望一望嘅话咧
，and you're looking at the programs that they offer,
你睇见佢哋社区中心所提供嘅呢个课程
，I'm almost sure that you would find a self-help type of class.
你就见到咧有啲自助嘅课程嘅。
A class that talks about personal well-being and happiness.
有一啲課程咧就講到個人嘅問題如何使你快樂。
Now these types of classes are really starting to become popular on universities.
呢啲嘅課程咧現今喺大學裏邊咧亦都流行起上嚟。
I understand that Harvard is now offering a happiness class.
哈佛大學咧亦都係提供設立咗呢個快樂嘅課程。
That great academic institution is now offering easy classes.
呢啲咁有名嘅學府，而家居然提供呢啲咁簡單嘅課程。
I think everyone gets an A in that class.
喺嗰個課程裏邊咧，相信大家都攞到A 級嘅。
It really speaks of this fundamental need that we have as human beings.
呢啲嘅課程咧，其實就係提到人類裏邊一個最基本嘅需要。
That we really desire to be happy.
我哋都願意快樂。
And academic institutions now are recognizing that.
甚至乎呢個學術機構都嚟到認為咧點係對嘅。
And hence they're offering these classes.
所以佢哋先至設立呢啲嘅課程。
You know, I think that's good for us.
我相信呢個對我哋係好嘅。
But I think our society has a little bit of a problem with happiness.
但係咧，我卻覺得我。
Good morning, friends.
朋友們早晨。
Family members.
各位家庭的朋友
We do want to welcome you here
欢迎大家来到这里。
We would like to share with you the happy news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿意和大家来分享耶稣基督的福音。
And this is a joy that we do have in our hearts.
这个乃是我们心中的喜乐。
And we would like you to also be able to receive this joy in your heart.
我们亦都愿意大家来接受这个喜乐进入你的心中。
I want to point out that there was something that happened very significantly 230 years ago on this date.
愿意向大家指出在230年之前在这个日子有一件事情是很重大的来到发生过。
And maybe some of those who are history buffs or the younger people who have recently studied American history can tell me what happened.
或者在我们中间有些历史的专家或者你读过美国历史的你可以告诉我230年之前今天发生什么事呢
On June 11th, 1776 the colonies of the United States decided to separate from Great Britain
在这个1776年六月十一日，喺呢个地上边嘅呢个国度，佢愿意从呢个英国嗰度嚟到分别出嚟。
And on that day, the Congress entrusted five men to draft up the Declaration.
咁喺嗰个日子，国会咧就只派咗五个人，佢嚟到撰写呢个嘅独立嘅宣言。
One of those men was Thomas Jefferson.
呢五个人咧，包括咗呢个杰克逊。
And what he drafted up was called the Declaration of Independence.
咁佢所起稿嘅咧，就成为今日我哋所讲嘅独立宣言啦。
And in there, he wrote these famous words.
喺嗰度佢写咗呢一段著名嘅话。
He said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident."
我哋嚟到高举呢啲嘅真理，呢啲真理系自然显明嘅。
That all men are created equal.
所有人都系平等嘅。
That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
创造者赋予佢哋一啲不可夺去嘅权利。
And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
呢啲权利就系生命、自由。
Now there are a few of us here who are familiar with this document.
或者在我们当中只是有少部分的人有认识这段的文字。
As I could see it by some of you nodding your heads.
见到有些人他是岌头了。
But maybe there are many others of us who are not familiar with these documents.
但是呢或者有很多人对这段的文件我们不熟悉。
But I think we are familiar with their principles.
但是我们却对这些原则是了解的。
Because it is these principles, the right to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
原来就是这些生命、自由和追求幸福快乐的原则。
It is these principles that have attracted millions of people over the years since that time to come here and immigrate to America.
就是这些原则在这么多年之以来一直吸引全世界各地的人来到追求向往要移民到美国这个国家这里来。
One of the hot topics right now in our country is the debate over immigration.
我们国家热门的话题现在就是关于移民的辩论。
And as we're trying to decide what is it that we should do, what is fair as far as dealing with immigrants?
我们要决定究竟怎样你要对待这些移民才是合理的呢
Should we or should we not establish a guest worker program?
我们应不应该成立一个客工的计划呢
How should immigrants become legal citizens here?
这些非法移民怎样能够才成为这个合法的公民呢
Should they have to earn their citizenship?
他们是不是要赚取他们的公民资格呢
Or should we just grant them amnesty?
还是我们颁布特赦
That is, should we just pardon them, allow them to stay here freely?
就係赦免佢哋，叫佢能夠自由嘅喺呢度嚟居住落去咧。
Now this is a very difficult topic to deal with.
實在係一個十分困難嘅題目。
It's not my intention here this morning to try to deal with this topic.
早上我唔係要為大家解決呢個難題。
For I certainly am not qualified.
因為我並冇咁嘅資格。
But I do pray and hope that we would be able to give everyone an opportunity to be able to pursue these rights.
但我卻係十分盼望能夠容讓各位都有咁嘅機會能夠追尋呢一啲嘅權利。
Because I think nearly every one of us in here can attest to or account to just living that life of an immigrant.
因為喺我哋每一個人，我哋都能夠見證一段嘅經歷，就係我哋作為呢個移民嘅經歷。
Because I think most of us really are not that far removed from our ancestors, or maybe even ourselves as having been immigrants.
雖然我哋或者係第二代，但係咧，我哋嘅上一代，我哋都唔係離得佢咁遠，因為佢都曾經係作為移民嚟到呢個國度嘅裏邊。
We and our families came from abroad, from overseas.
我哋或者我哋家人都係從遠方海外移民到呢度嘅。
To come and try to find a better life.
嚟到呢度尋找更加美好嘅生活。
A life where we could be free to find steady work.
就係呢個喺度生活，叫我哋能夠有一個美好嘅工作，穩定嘅工作。
A life where we could earn a reasonable standard of living.
呢個生活叫我哋能夠揾到夠用嘅工資。
A place where we could be free to express ourselves.
並且在這個土地上我們能夠自由地來到表達自己的意見。
And even a land where we could freely worship God.
並且我們能夠在這處地方自由自在地來敬拜神。
For when we are able to have these,
因為當我們能夠得著這一切的時候，
then happiness has an opportunity to flourish.
快樂就能夠在那裡生出來。
So life and libertyare necessary in order for happiness to occur.
生命同埋自由係必須嘅，以至於我哋能夠追求呢個快樂。
I think a lot of times though we forget that, we take it for granted.
好多時候我哋係自然以為呢啲係自然嚟嘅。
Our society places so much emphasis on happiness.
我哋嘅社會將好大嘅重點放喺享樂、快樂上邊。
You know, on the surface, we even equate happiness with having possessions.
好多時候，我哋就將快樂同埋我哋得著好多嘅嘢畫一個等號。
You know, in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence,
喺原本呢個獨立宣言裏邊嘅草稿
，Thomas Jefferson actually wrote that our unalienable rights were life, liberty, and the pursuit of possessions.
原來佢嗰度傑克遜嗰度係咁寫嘅，就係話嗰個嘅權利咧，就係生命自由同埋嗰啲嘅擁有嘅嘢。
Only later was it actually modified as it went through Congress. Was it modified to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
但係去到國會嘅時候咧，就將佢改成生命自由同埋追求快樂。
So there is this association between happiness and possessions or wealth.
所以好似有一個嘅關係，就係物質、財富同埋呢個快樂。
But I don't think it's too hard for us to understand or disassociate the two. That it really is not necessary to have wealth in order to be happy.
但係其實唔係好困難嘅，我哋可以將呢兩件事情。你要分離佢嘅關係，就係話唔係需要有財富先至可以有快樂嘅。
No, the University of Michigan normally performs a survey on world happiness.
密歇根大學咧，佢哋會定期進行調查你要睇下人覺得點樣樣係快樂。
And what the results show is that there really is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
結果咧就話俾我哋聽。快樂同埋財富咧，原來中間係冇關係嘅。
Would you want to guess what were some of the top nations in that survey as far as being the happiest countries in the world?
或者你想估下喺呢个嘅调查里边，究竟边一啲国家佢哋个快乐指数系最高嘅咧？
Mexico and Puerto Rico, they almost always ranked on the top of the list.
墨西哥同埋波多黎各就系喺呢啲嘅高层次国家，就是、快乐指数最高嘅。
That seems kind of odd, Mexico.
对我哋嚟讲就好奇怪，墨西哥。
It seems like there's a lot of immigrants coming from that land.
应该很多人不是满意思在那里偷渡过来、啊、
Probably in pursuit of possessions, wealth.
他们都是走过来愿意得着更多的财富。
I don't think they realize that all the happiness resides on that side of the border.
他们都或者不是了解原来呢在墨西哥的那边呢原来最多快乐的。
It should be us going over there.
应该是我们偷渡过墨西哥就对了。
Where did the United States rank?
我们美国排在第几位呢？
They were actually in the second group of 10.
我们原来排在第二组十位那里的。
Number 15 or number 16.
就是第这个十五位或十六位。
Depending exactly on which list you look at.
就是看一下你看一下哪一个图表。
And I know many of us are native or have ancestors from China.
我们这里有很多我们祖先是从中国那边在那边来的。
You might wonder where that country ranks.
你又想知道，咦？中國究竟排第幾咧
？Number 45，
排四十五位。
And that's why we've all come over here.
點？所以咧，就係我呢度有咁多中國人啦。
So I think we can see that really there is no correlation between wealth and happiness.
所以咧，我就睇見快樂同埋財富中間原來冇實際嘅關係嘅。
Because as we examine happiness and really consider what it is to be happy.
因為當我哋嚟到研究。什么是快乐呢?
I think people are in general agreement on there's three things that are necessary in order for people to be happy.
一般人来说呢,他觉得有三个元素使到人能够感觉快乐的。
The first one is that they must have something to do.
第一呢,就一定有些事做。
Something meaningful to do.
并且是有意义 的事情。
The second one is that they must have someone to love.
第二呢就是他有爱的对象。
There must be someone whom they can pour their love and their affection into.
就是有些人呢给他能够将他的爱倾倒入去的。
And the third requirement is that they must have something to look forward to.
第三点呢就是他需要有盼望看见前边的。
Maybe something as simple as the next vacation that you're going on.
或者就是说下一次我几时去度假呢？
Or it could be a dream or a goal that you have.
亦都可以是一个梦想，一个目标。
We're a society that is really fixated on happiness.
我们是这个一个社会，就给我们很多的快乐的。
If you were to go around and look at your local community center,
如果你周围去你个社区中心度望一望的话呢，
and you're looking at the programs that they offer,
你看见他们社区中心所提供的这个课程。
I'm almost sure that you would find a self-help type of class.
你就见到呢有啲自助嘅课程嘅。
A class that talks about personal well-being and happiness.
有一啲课程呢就讲到个人嘅问题如何使你快乐。
Now, these types of classes are really starting to become popular on universities.
呢啲嘅课程呢现今喺大学里边呢亦都流行起上嚟。
I understand that Harvard is now offering a happiness class.
哈佛大学呢亦都係提供設立咗呢個快樂嘅課程。
That great academic institution is now offering easy classes.
呢啲咁有名嘅學府，而家居然提供呢啲咁簡單嘅課程。
I think everyone gets an A in that class.
喺嗰個課程裏邊咧，相信大家都攞到A 級嘅。
It really speaks of this fundamental need that we have as human beings.
呢啲嘅課程咧，其實就係提到人類裏邊一個最基本嘅需要。
That we really desire to be happy.
我哋都願意快樂。
And academic institutions now are recognizing that.
甚至乎呢個學術機構都嚟到認為咧點係對嘅。
And hence they're offering these classes.
所以佢哋先至設立呢啲嘅課程。
You know, I think that's good for us.
我相信呢個對我哋係好嘅。
But I think our society has a little bit of a problem with happiness.
但是呢我却觉得